Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, we bid you welcome. Your deliverance is at hand, because we today have a major wooden stake to drive through the hearts of the globalists and show you the war as the history may write it. Many, many years from now. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. This is where it's at, baby. And if you're not here, you missed the boat. And we have a big story about the boat. We all remember the boat. It got stuck in the canal. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry. And there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going into the heart of the beast again. We're going to many places. We're going to the Suez Canal. We're going into World War III, being fought covertly to take over control of this planet, every human being, and every soul. I read that as a young man in the Bible. Funny thing about the Bible, a lot of the prophecies in there, a lot of the words are the key words of what we face today. There's another place the cavalry has to go, is that fork in the road. Because we've been riding together to that fork, and now there's two directions to take. And everyone has to choose which direction. There's two roads mentioned in Scripture, too. The long, narrow one that leads to salvation, which I find I'm probably on because I'm riding frequently alone or in a very small group. And that reinforces my feelings that I'm on the right road. And then there's the broad path that the assembled multitudes go charging down that leads to their destruction. And I take that as a given when I'm on a road. If there's no room for elbows, I pretty much got to be on the wrong road, and it's probably best I pull my pony off to the side, let the horde go by, and start to work on my position. Mentally, spiritually, physically, and assess the circumstances. And anytime you have like any kind of bandwagon, whether it's in politics or finance or anything else, I've usually found that's the wrong road. One of the big choices we have in this is whether to take the vaccine or not and allow technology to change our DNA and turn us into things. One of the things in the news blast is that they're working on chimeras, human monkey babies. All right, this is where the godless, satanic monsters that exist in the globalist sphere are taking us to the absolute abomination of the human body, the human mind, and the human soul. And you support that, sometimes unknowingly. When I listened this morning to the rebroadcast, while I'm doing my breakfast, I love shortwave. We better have that at hand, too, maybe in the future when maybe things change a little bit more, that maybe there's still news available on it from some part of the world, and hopefully it's Power Hour Nation. And I laughed a little bit when Alex Jones turned down his bitcoins. And it just reminded me of that scripture I learned a long, long time ago. Mark 8:36. So on Bible Hub, it goes, take up your cross. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? And that moved me deeply, even as a child, to understand that there's a fork in the road that we have to choose. And I remember being in a line, small line, at a small coin store, looking at the shiny precious metals, trying to figure, can I work some of this into my budget or not? And there was a customer ahead of me in a long, convoluted process to buy a Bitcoin way back when, and the price was $800 Canadian. And immediately in the line, the Lord convicted me right then and there to say, that's Mark of the Beast. This digital stuff, everything they want to do is digital now, that you're stuck in the Mark of the Beast system. And I describe this valuation of these things like a mousetrap. You get this beautiful, beautiful cheese that just smells like it could take you to heaven, and you put it in your trap. And the mouse comes and goes for that cheese because he's hungry, and it's the most beautiful cheese he's ever seen in his life. And snap! Your neck's broken. Gotcha. But a lot of these little critters are smart, and they won't take the cheese off the trap because they know. They won't eat the poison because they know. It's probably what led to glue traps and things like that, because they've got a learning curve that humans don't seem to possess for some reason. Maybe when we're mixed with monkeys, that'll change a little bit, and we'll get those senses like we had in the jungle, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, sight, hearing, to go back to a more basic level where when danger comes, we know it right away from the taste, from the smell. And we can't be lured into the trap or taken because we've immediately taken countermeasures to get out of the way. And the Lord convicted me in that line, short one though it was, to tell me those things. And he reminded me, what will it profit me to get into that, to lose my soul? Because ultimately, all digital currency has to go to the Mark of the Beast system. It will be hooked up to the nanobots and chips that are put in my body. And I will lose all freedom. My son told me about a buddy he's got at work who's Chinese, and he says, everything. There's no cash anymore. Everything is your phone and cryptocurrency. That's it. And that's the social credit system. So what does it profit me that one of those things is $1 billion, but I have to get on my knees and beg the dictator so that I might open the door to my home, which is now my prison? What does it profit me? And ultimately, when I face God and I have to lay my soul down before him, what does it profit me that I have all these bags of money? Because you can't buy your way through that gate. It would probably be a large obstacle to carry that much sin debt. Because why is this currency going up the way it is? And I refuse to partake of ill-gotten gains. The Lord and Savior could be born in a stable, but I must live in like Trump Mansion with servants and exotic cars and pretend to be a man god. I recall there was a story like that in the Bible with a man named Lazarus. And he lived off the crumbs that came from the rich man's table. And the rich man would show him no consideration. And the time came. And like they have in the military, they got something like a direct entry officer. You were direct entry past those gates into the kingdom of heaven as the humble man who picked the crumbs from the floor. And the rich man cannot pass. So what does it profit me? Where do you think the money laundering goes? Remember the old Ford commercial? Used to have a light bulb, right? Hopefully a few of them are clicking on. Ding, 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 ding. Where did the $1.3 trillion stolen from the defense budget end up? Oh, good place to hide it. Now that the Paradise Islands aren't so paradise anymore, it might be in crypto. You're a narcotics trafficker. You got to launder a lot of money and hide it. Where are you going to put it? You traffic little children. Where are you going to put the dough? That leaves a bad taste in my mouth. To know that I would partake in something that is probably connected to the greatest evils known to the human race. The ultimate violation of any commandment you could ever think of. So I really can't partake in that. I'll be happy with some seed and some land and a God that loves me and more a happy pagan life that's not so pagan. But that's the fork in the road, and that's the choice we must all take. And it will divide nations. It will divide families. It will divide churches. Because the call of that filthy lucre is just so overwhelming. It's a lust. It's deeper than any sexual lust to have that money. You got to have it. Remember that old cartoon character, Scrooge McDuck, and he dives into that big pile of gold coins and he just throws them in the air? Or the old Jack Benny show where he's got a secret vault under his home and he's got traps and a moat and he's got to use a boat and to get through all this stuff to get to his vault. Well, he had to meet his maker one day. And hopefully he came as a humble man and not an arrogant one. That's the decision that you have to make. It's a soul-based decision. And it's one you have to make personally. Will you take the mark of the beast and be damned, or will you not? And it'll be quite a party, I guess, for a little while, till they turn on the system and then start to run you like a marionette. And you'll just be a puppet on a string. Great old show. I love the old shows. Wild Wild West, The Night of the Puppeteers. That was funny. You got a master puppeteer who's somehow killing the Supreme Court justices, but he operates an army of puppets. And in a way, you could almost look at them like our future today of controlled human bots. Very interesting. I also found a great documentary I watched last night, The Dark World of Psychological Warfare, where you see the history of psychological warfare in about 50 minutes from World War I to Arachnom, and you see how they play you like a violin. And you have no idea because the great cathode ray 2 that is now, you know, the flat screen, you know, just controls every thought, feeling, and essence of your mind-body. But don't work on me that good. And I know some of the tricks of the propaganda. So we look at some of the latest ones when you look at this documentary and you see how they sucker punched armies, civilizations, et cetera, over the years with propaganda. Q was a masterstroke to get you to believe that there's a magical, mystical force, a plan. The plan is to trap you. That's the plan. He was part of the plan to get you to stand down because the object of psychological warfare is to get the other army not to fight. That's the art of war. And it's gone into the finances now today, too. Now they got a new one, because this one's worn out. You know, it's flat. There's still believers, but it's flat, totally flat. And the new one is, the Great Reset is great for you. They're going to write off all your debts. All your mortgages will be gone. You never have to pay your credit cards again. Reminds me of what my father used to tell me. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true, son. But you're a little kid, you're eager, and you look up and go, oh, wow, wow, wouldn't that be great? No, it's probably not true, son. It's too good to be true. That's too good to be true. The debts will be written off because you'll be dead. That's the long and the skinny of it. That's the whole point of the vaccination program, COVID-1. That's the first surprise attack in this World War III by the globalists against the human race. There was a story out, Veritas recorded the CNN guy, and he's telling you, we lied. We lied. I take that as a given. That's why I don't watch them. They're liars. Why would I want to listen to liars for? Yeah, maybe they sprinkle the truth in there once in a while. There was a crash up on the interstate. It's raining today because everybody's wet. Okay, they tell the truth once in a while. This team beat that team. Okay. But anything of substance is a psychological operation to steer you and manipulate you. It's a given. They couldn't tell the truth to save their lives because they swim in these lies for so long. It's systemic through the whole system. It really is. But he said the next step was climate change. We're going to create a crisis that's going to make you come begging to pay your carbon tax, to make you beg to eat Soylent Yellow or green or whatever Bill Gates is going to make from his food company. You'll be begging for it because the weather's going to change. It's going to be hot. Remember I read Lyndon Johnson's 1958 address to the Democratic caucus. So you can't say it's a Republican plot now, can you, in the left-right paradigm of idiocy? He's a Democrat speaking to Democrats. So that's like it came down from a mountain carried on stone tablets by Moses to that kind of mind. And what did he say? He said very, very clearly, there are masters of infinity, something that's controlling the whole game. But he also said that they can control the weather. It was mostly about weather modification and control. They can make it do anything, anywhere, anytime, just like you turn the thermostat in your house. But you see, you don't understand the vagaries of that weapon, and that's why it's used so effectively. Artillery is an ancient form of warfare. Admittedly, we've bettered it a lot. But those old cannons were pulled by horses. Long gone. There were images of UFOs buzzing American Navy ships. One was the USS Russell, the USS Omaha, and then three other ships off the California coast. I forgot to write them down to have them at my fingertips. But they're online. You can look at these pictures. And they're confirmed by the Pentagon that they are authentic pictures. And you see these little craft with the night vision, they look green, just buzzing and putting you down, showing you that your weapons are no more effective than a spear compared to what we've got. And I've tried to bring that to heart to a lot of people to realize and understand, and that it was in the Bible, in parts they never translated in Hebrew, about Adam HaChadash, the mystical, magical Adam that kills the original Adam, Adam HaKadmoni. Terribly pronounced, but that's the long and the skinny of it. That is the prophecy. This is what they're creating. The artificial intelligence cyborg is going to wipe you out. I saw a commercial in one of these videos from a company that makes a CGI employee. Her name is Amelia. So the organization is ameliasomething.com.org, whatever it is. But they make a computer-generated image employee to serve computer-generated image customers. You're gone. Something's come on the scene. You're not even in the picture anymore. You're gone. And you don't understand. And that's the worst of it. In 2017, I watched an interview on BBC why one man left Silicon Valley and set up a survival camp. Facebook employee Antonio Garcia Martinez, working in Silicon Valley for a long time, and he was making big money, I think seven-figure stuff. He went to this conference, and they told him the future. And he lost it. Just lost it. He quit his job, bought an island off Washington State close to the Canadian border, and he bought an AR. The ultimate evil of the lib left. Because he knew what's coming. In the interview, he slips. He said he went into the future in time, specifically, not figuratively. And I believe him. And he saw what happened. And he said, you know what the new currency is there? 5.56 millimeter. That's the currency. So you had a hardcore techie liberal turning into his best imitation of Rambo to survive. That really shook me when I saw that, and it still does today, because I know that's where they're leading us. This is war. And in war, all is fair, because it's all that matters is who wins. And they already know our obsolete, antiquated ideations of constitutions, common law, just being an all-round good guy. As Hitler said, talking about treaties when he invaded through neutral countries to win a battle, they are nothing but mere scraps of paper. Because the ultimate law is the law of the jungle. Might makes right. And that's why the Founding Fathers gave you the Second Amendment, so you'd always have the might and the numbers. But they couldn't give you wisdom, and they couldn't give you courage. So if you want to believe the crap that's pumped out on CNN, and you want to bow before the great cathode ray tube and all its substitutes in future as your God, and pay homage to the lies, that's your right. But it's the trap. And if you don't liberate your minds and free yourselves, God help you. I was waiting in the parking lot at the supermarket, you know, in Maskville, as they all are. The woman comes out of the store and she's having, you know, she goes, "Oh, you know, my head's so light. I can barely think," because she doesn't understand. She's cutting off the oxygen to her brain by wearing the damn thing. This has been nothing but a protracted assault on your body to make you sick, to make you weak. And I found out the names of those little black critters that you find in the mass, things that are in the swab. Some people have Stockholm syndrome, and they go, "Oh, no, no, it's just dust particles that get in through production and this or that." The little sucker was crawling, man. And I found a scientific report on them. They're called Conway worms. And they can program things and do things that you couldn't even imagine. It's like Star Trek on steroids. And you shove them up your nose. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break with round two of World War III, the climate.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial property. properly. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in the second hour will be James Harp, my radio sidekick for many long years, a very noble, true, good-hearted soul. And, you know, I miss doing a lot of things with him, so it's nice, inexpectedly, that he's in the penalty box for COVID because he can't work for a while with all these shutdowns. There's a lot of things that aren't in the news. One was, you'll never hear this on the hit parade, Easy Sleazy, Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. It's not my kind. I like the Rolling Stones, some of the old music from the old days and stuff like that, but it's not my taste much anymore. So it's a little raucous for me, or what it might have played it here. And then my son reminded me about Dave Grohl and how he's just like the master musician all over the place. And I wasn't familiar with his name, but he's trying to get out a song to teach you about what's going on. Easy Sleazy. You can find it all over the place. Easy Sleazy. It's going to be smooth and greasy. Yeah, easy, believe me. It'll only be a memory. You're trying to remember, to forget. Shooting the vaccine, Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control. The earth is flat and cold. It's never warming up. The Arctic's turned to slush. The second coming's late. There's aliens in the deep state. We'll escape from these prison walls. Now we're out of these prison walls. You gotta pay Peter if you're robbing Paul. But it's easy, easy. Everything's going to be really freaky. We're all headed back to paradise. Very interesting lyrics, very deep. Obviously, he knows what's going on. And I tease and laugh and say, well, maybe he listens to me on Power Hour because he knows about the aliens in the deep state. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. Because if the truth sets us free, we must face the truth, whatever it is. Without fear, without flinching, and have the courage of our convictions. Because the ultimate job is to liberate people, not to profit ourselves. A scientist working on a top secret project at Southern University of Science and Technology in Shenzhen, China, was doing a human genome editing thing, completely illegal and off the books. He's in jail. He modified a gene known as the CCR5, hoping to make them immune for HIV, which sounds a lot about like some of this COVID stuff where people tested HIV positive. What they say in this article for that and other gene experiments, and three babies were created. Two they name with code names, and the third they wouldn't even give a code name. And the big worry is what happens when this gets into the gene pool. Experiments on rabbits
and they showed a rabbit there, but they worked on some of their genes for something. And something completely unrelated to what they were working on was changed. They had absolutely no idea about. Now, who couldn't have said that, even though I'm not a geneticist? But I understand God and his works, and it's very complex, very deep. So what they worked on these rabbits made their tongues grow so long they couldn't close their mouths, so it looks like they have Bell's palsy. They weren't even working on anything even close to do that. And they did it. And they're doing it. And the long-term objective is they're doing it to you. And they think they're God. And they are not. They're not even a poor imitation. I was looking for something too based on Tuesday's show. It was very, very good. Very, very good. Really liked that part about Galatians and pharmacia and how it's all witchcraft, spells, and things like that. So I looked that up, found a definition for some of the words. And that's another thing. That just has got to move you about, you know, where you're going and who's got you. They got you. And I went back into my time capsule with Joyce back to the Ebola crisis days. And I found something that was just unbelievable about a cure for all kinds of things. It was called arsenic trioxide, the basis for Fowler's solution, a medicine originated in 1786 for leukemia. Arsenicum album is a homeopathic version and one of the top 15 homeopathic remedies. It was revealed by the Mayans, and it came from the rubber tree. Isn't that amazing? And how we die for lack of knowledge. And as I go down to a scientific paper, I think we got here, that it says it was therapeutically used for more than 2,400 years. And it's like President Truman said, the only thing new is what we don't know and what we learn from history. Because we just run quickly down a wrong trail. But if you're looking for a trail, that's an interesting trail. Is maybe you need a trail like that. Now, round two in the war. Four nations, nationalist nations, stood up against the globalists. This was from a Turkish TV news program. So I had to go through the subtitles really, really quickly. We don't have Sybil Embins around when we really need her, I guess. But they know a lot of things in Turkey, including 9/11. Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, of course, and Israel were behind this. To stop the 30-year plan of the globalists to change the weather. Those containers contained chemicals and products that are probably beyond description unless you're in Star Trek, so that they could ramp up the global warming for the global warming conference and all the way down the low road until we're on our knees, just like the CNN man said that he was going to ramp up the propaganda for climate change to get us begging and groveling in the dirt. No media is covering that except for a Turkish magazine. The beauty of it was they kicked the globalists somewhere where it hurts because it cost them $10 billion a day. Plus, they lost their shipments that were confiscated and destroyed. And it would take a long time to replace this stuff. It's called the second tech weapon. COVID was the first tech weapon. And Gates is heavily involved in this. And he bought a lot of land in Turkey, too. And they mentioned Arizona as well in this news broadcast. It was so good that the Chinese foreign minister went to Turkey. The EU commissioner and some of the EUocrats went to Turkey. Kind of say, like, hey, boy, what you doing? You kicked us in the kneecaps. What this material does is it puts certain, I guess, nanotech chemicals and products into the soil to convert it. It's called special information technology, and it's activated by 5G. It's all part of Gates's vegan food project. Because what they'll put in their Soylent Green or yellow, whatever they want to call it, is one type of amino acid that's insufficient for your body and your health. I had a good talk with Miss Vary Baker, Lee Oswald's girlfriend. She was a biochemist, and she told me about some of these amino acids and to get them into my diet ASAP. And I do. I feel better for it. There's many for your heart. There's many for your health. Lysine is good for protecting you from these alleged viruses and such. It's not something to be trifled with. That's from God's kitchen. The object of the game is to destroy animal farming. And fortunately, we had a great defense. One of the next great defenses is going to have to be the first stage of the attack, which is still being openly applied, is to resist this vaccine with all your heart and all your body. The propaganda wagons are circled, screaming, but everything they tell you to do is anti-life. It's part of a cohesive, coordinated attack to completely destroy, subvert, and conquer your country. My country, all the countries of the world. The man says that in the Turkish news broadcast. Turkey's finished. That's the new normal. And if you don't start to catch on to this, there's no hope. The enemies are inside the gates. I've tried to explain that for a long time. When I talked about how we are controlled by a cult. Many of the major Democratic players are affiliated directly or indirectly with Jimmy Jones and the People's Temple cult. That's why you're in a cult indoctrination process like right now, like you're in a North Korean prison, to break you down. But you can't let them have your spirit. You have to stand firm, to know what you know, believe what you believe. And turn off that damn TV. I was telling you that for like 2 years on this program. Maybe it's coming up to three. It's your enemy. Why do you let the enemy into the house? Elvis used to shoot holes in the screen when something came on he didn't like. You'd have to get a lot of TVs, but he could afford it. It's very, very important that you don't take the enemy's weapons into your home to defeat you. That is the enemy. This is the easiest war that could ever be won is you turn it off. I've advised you about the movie network and that speech by Howard Beale. Turn it off. Right in the middle of the sentence, they're speaking to you. Turn it off. Or die. Those are your choices. And it may be a long, lingering death as your immune system is conquered. Or you're turned into some sort of plaything for the elite rich. That you can be operated like a puppet. Is that what you want for your body? Is that what you want your children to have? Is that what you want your grandchildren to have? And even for the people that stand on the front lines, like the police and the military, perhaps, although I hear 40% of the Marines are turning down the jab, you want the next generations to live in this type of servitude? After all the sacrifices that were made to get us to where we are, that you're just going to throw it all away? And I look at the police surrounding the Grace Life Church in Edmonton. 200 they brought in. They put fences around the church. The people went to tear the fences down. Sounds like something Jesus would do. Sounds like something Moses would do when he goes to Pharaoh. Let my people go! Remember that? You think the devil don't want it back, that he doesn't want you back, that he wants to take you into bondage and servitude? You think he doesn't want that? Yes, he does. Do you want it? Only when you listen to the seductress. All these fools, traitors, and godless swine that are on the TV, many of the radio stations, and working for the printed press. If you knew what was in their hearts, truly and really, you'd slap yourself in the face and vomit. But there's another good piece of scripture I like. Fool returns to his folly like the dog returns to his vomit. Lap it up. Enjoy it. Because that might be all you have to eat. You know, we see this big, big monster forming at the Ukrainian border, too. That, you know, I said that to all kinds of hardcore libtards when this started to come down, where Biden's going to get back in power. He said, yeah, we're going back to the Cold War. Somebody's going to push that button. And it might be a computer-generated image president that somebody bought from Amelia. Because if it forms sentences and it looks good, it can't be him. But there's something very, very bizarre there that no one's going to tell you about because they can't understand, because they're trapped in the world that's created by the media and the lies and the spin that come with it. And when they first went into Crimea, a light went on in my head. What are they fighting over? Because something I found with the Bush wars and other wars like Yemen, the ancient sites, locations of history from millennia ago are the focal point still. And I scratch my head and I go, I wonder why. What could possibly be going on there? These sites are old, gone. Perhaps. But you see, we're limited. We can only see what's above the ground. We can't see what's below the ground. So I found an article on a Russian website that gets into great detail about the discoveries under the Crimea through the Ukraine. There's pyramids under there that are 300 years older than the pyramids in Egypt. And they're supposed to give out great energy. Dzerzhinsky, the head of Soviet NKVD, the ultimate death torture squad, would go there. But said, people who go there without the right energy, and you know, like men like him, the ultimate maggots in human history, just can't exist there. They're sent askew. That there's great coordinated power between these things. And they go through all over the world. There's people who've done videos on, you know, objects of this nature being all over the place, forming in a concentric line around Earth. And that has to be taken into account. We get into some of your great individuals, like Teddy Roosevelt. Remember he went traipsing off into Brazil, into the jungles with the snakes, the piranhas, and enough mosquitoes that could carry your body to a tree and eat it. Why? Why would you go there? Because there were things like that in the jungles of South America as well. And while I was reading that article and studying the one about the Ukraine, it mentioned one in Brazil in the jungles, and that a German expedition, Nazi one, went there in 35, 36. And the head of the expedition died. They have a big cross there with a swastika on it to commemorate his grave, and another graveyard with lots of little crosses, so it wasn't pleasant for many of them. But they went there, too. That's part of the forgotten, unknown history, looking for a focal point. And then one of the greatest expeditions that ever became folklore, because it was lost, was the Percival expedition. He went there, too, and never came back. Nobody ever knew what happened to him. What were they looking for? Ancient sites, ancient power. Something that those masters of infinity perhaps left behind. And if I could control their weapons, I control the world. Because they're so advanced, so capable, so able, that even if you walked by them in the street, you wouldn't have a clue what they are or how they worked. Because I can come in and come out of your linear concept of time instantly. And if you want to keep and maintain what you got, and you like it, that's why I came up with a saying, the world moves at the speed of the predator, not the prey. The predator doesn't care if you understand or not. It doesn't care if you can't catch up. In fact, it prefers that. It just consumes you because it's a predator. It has no conscience like you do. It's not a God-given thing, these types of predators. They're colder than rattlesnakes, because at least the rattlesnake might give you a warning, give you a chance. Artificial intelligence is completely devoid of anything you would call a conscious, any type of emotion. It's just cold, calculating, heartless, and soulless. And for that, we're going to give up planet Earth and everything around it and all the occupants of it, just like it said in the Bible, that all will be forced to take the mark of the beast. And we have police in California and L.A. going door to door to inject the people that are homebound on disability, mentally retarded. One guy was unconscious and stabbed them. And the one girl I saw, like, she put up a hell of a fight to try to fight this because she knew it wasn't good for her. But they know not what they do, because they believe the lies that are spun. And maybe down the road, not too long down the road, we may see them start bearing the effects of this. Because maybe they were able to stop the climate change weapon, but the other one's still being deployed. The Johnson & Johnson one was pulled. Was it because Biden's got financial interests in another competing company? Or are they covering up massive deaths? Probably both. So if you're going to die, die for the one Biden owns. Seven key reasons why vaccine passports are a dangerous idea, Patrick Wood. Because this is the social credit system. Completely, totally, and wholly. And, you know, how do we wake people up to that? It's difficult to say because they are stupid. Naomi Wolf spoke about that. She used to work in the Clinton administration. She's a tech executive. She said it takes 30 minutes to convert this CovaPass system to the social credit system. 30 minutes. Then you come begging me for Bitcoin. Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. Because we have facial recognition cameras everywhere. And I'll be controlling you. And every fine will be deducted immediately. You jaywalked, ka-chink. You formed an improper thought, ka-chink. So even if you had $1 billion Bitcoin, how long would it take you to break the bank for all those terrible thoughts? Picked up a Bible, double ka-chink. Wanted to go to church, triple ka-chink. Now you're a negative billion in the hole. But we'll let you off the hook. The bankers will let you off the hook. That's the big story. Except their hook's the meat hook. They'll sell your organs, and when they're finished with what's left, they'll cut it down from the hook. That's what you're dealing with. The ultimate monster that ever lived. There'll be no mercy. There is no easy way out following their plans, objectives. It's all part of the plan. Q was part of the plan, too. The plan to enslave your mind. Anything that tells you to stand down is propaganda used by the other side. It's the art of war. So we still don't know how effective or safe the vaccines are. Well, I disagree with that. I think we do know, and that's why they're using them. But to the broad masses of people, they won't know until they start choking and have their last breath. But it'll be too late then. Vaccine geopolitics. Yes. Who are we going to race to be running the Antichrist system? A company, a country, an individual? The potential for mission creep. Well, I think it's more than potential. I think that's the plan all the way along. Smart. Anything smart is stupid because it's satellite mapping and remote tracking. So it's not smart. It's evil. Creating a two-tier society or world where somebody gets this COVA pass and a certain large segment doesn't. We could find all types of words to use from people who were oppressed before to know what it's like to be in that category. But overall, I think a lot of them will be Bible-believing Christians. Loss of bodily autonomy and integrity. Well, what would you possibly want with that when Bill Gates can do your thinking for you? Most governments and tech giants have already shown they can't be trusted, no doubt. And whatever they say is a lie. Anyway, I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll be back on the other side of the break with James Harp and continue our posse ride. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.